News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. The city of Wausau is being offered a historic vacant building not far from downtown. The question is, does the city want it? The building is the long-defunct Wausau Club. City council members met after their regular meeting as a committee of a whole to discuss this unexpected offer. Community Development Director Ann Worth explains why it came up with no advance warning.
Friday afternoon, an email came through from Mr. Schutte, and he said, "We've exhausted all possibilities for the building. We're ready to move on. Our main goal is to remove the time commitment of owning the building and eliminating future expenses."
Several city council members were concerned about the money it would take to rehab the property. Worth says they've already invested $2.5 million in repairs and the work is not yet done. City Council President Lisa Rasmussen says she would be opposed to simply sitting on the property until a development proposal came along.
"If sitting on the building was cheap, the private sector folks who have it now would continue to do it. The people that are in possession of the building are people of means, and they couldn't make this go. And I guess that concerns me a little bit."
Still, the city council voted 6-2 to forward the idea to a full council vote. That will likely come sometime next month. The state legislature is trying to finish up its current session, so there was a flurry of activity yesterday. One would expand tax increment financing districts to towns, which is currently only available to cities. State Senator Jerry Petruski authored this bill. He says TIF districts are important to those with a population of over 5,000. He says it's an important economic development fundraising tool.
"It only is going to apply to about 26 towns across the state. I know that there's probably going to be another additional 3 because the valuation is going up on certain towns. But I think it's something that will create jobs, will create commerce."
He says in our area, Rib Mountain is one area that would benefit. Anyone who uploads so-called revenge porn to the internet would face misdemeanor charges under a bill approved in the Assembly. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says this should discourage people from not only posting but from sending those types of pictures.
"It's not a good idea to send nude pictures of yourself to anybody, because once they're on the internet, they're there forever. And that's the number one thing that we want to make sure that people remember. But in certain circumstances, people make that decision. They certainly shouldn't be the continual victim of a crime."
The bill passed the House on a voice vote and still needs to be okayed in the state Senate. A state Senate committee has said yes to the sale of raw milk. Richland Center Republican Darrell Schultz is in favor of it. He's the chair of the Senate's Committee on Rural Issues.
"This is one of those bills where two principles sort of come together. One is greater freedom and the other is food safety. I think all of us want to have safe food and we all want to have the maximum amount of freedom we can in our lives. And what the committee tried to do and those of us who worked on the bill tried to do was to sort of create a balance."
The state Senate also passed a constitutional amendment. It would change the way Wisconsin's state Supreme Court Chief Justice is picked.
State Supreme Court justices are one step closer to choosing their chief rather than awarding that post by seniority. The Senate passed first consideration of the constitutional amendment along party lines. Milwaukee Democrat Robert Wirtz says it's a very dangerous precedent when lawmakers start telling the high court how to run its business.
"Just imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, if the Supreme Court was telling us how to choose our leaders, how to set up our rules in the state legislature."
New Berlin Republican Mary Lozick defends the idea, saying the final decision goes to the voters of Wisconsin, not lawmakers.
Jackie Johnson, 55 SAU News.
Maybe it is a little early for an unexpected Santa Claus who showed up at a Wausau elementary school and began interacting with children handing out gifts. Police were called to check this out.
"It was not in fact Santa Claus, but a young man handing out Beanie Babies to kids through the playground fence. One of the school attendants chased him off and later called police. Officers caught up with the man a short time later, and it turned out he's a Salvation Army bell ringer who'd been handing the toys out to children who put change in his donation bucket earlier in the day. Children on the playground spotted him walking home and called him over when he proceeded to hand out the rest of the toys. Officers say nothing untoward was taking place and have advised the man to get permission from the school to hand out toys in the future." Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Another congressional hearing today to deal with healthcare.gov problems. The House Oversight Committee will be hearing from programming experts. One of the questions will be whether recognized IT best practices were really followed. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for plenty of sunshine today and milder temperatures, but it will be breezy out there. A high around 40, a southwest wind around 15 to 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 26. On Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a light shower or sprinkle. A high around 42 and not as breezy. On Friday, pretty nice November day, partly sunny with a high of 43. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, we are looking forward to a little bit warmer day than yesterday. Many folks are waking up in the teens this morning. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast for you 24-7 on our weather page at WSAU.com/weather. And if you'd like traffic alerts, the latest on crashes or detours to your cell phone, text the word traffic to 39327, a service of WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.